very specially, we have someone on the line right now from the Spanish Film Festival. It's been a big, big year for Spanish language film with Mexican director Guillermo del Toro just a month ago winning the Academy Award for Shape of Water. And there's a similar celebration of film going on in Sydney when the Spanish Film Festival celebrates its 21st birthday. And festival director Paulette Arvizu is on the phone. Good afternoon, Paulette.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us here at 2SER. We've got Stephen Hill right here.
Yeah, g'day.
And Steve's got a few few questions he'd love to ask.
Okay, well, let's just go to the basics. So, I mean, let's just tell us, what do you think it is that, why audiences keep coming back to see the Spanish films? I mean, your box office takes, been going up consistently over the years.
The Spanish Film Festival has been growing, and I think, you know, it's a great opportunity for people that are, you know, learning the language. To come and enjoy these films. Also, we get a lot of people that, you know, have been to Spain or want to travel there and, you know, want to see a bit of the stories and the characters and, all these films help them, you know, get an idea of what's going on that side of the world. And, it's just been growing every year, and it's been really successful.
So this year you've got a lot of Spanish acting heavyweights on board. You've got Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, and they're teaming up in Love in Pablo. Now, this is based on a memoir written by the partner of the Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar. So I'm wondering, does this sort of shed life on like a tumultuous time in sort of Colombian politics?
It's really interesting because when you're mentioning that we've got Penelope and Javier starring in this film, we're also screening the Vigas Luna retrospective and the film Jamón Jamón, which is the film where they actually met, like the first film together, and now we're screening their latest film together. So it's a great connection. Yeah, now you know, now they're married, now they have kids. So yeah, it's been quite a ride for them and for Spanish cinema.
Well, I mean, they're also pretty well represented in English films. Javier Bardem played that quite terrifying role in No Country for Old Men. I know that when I was sitting there, I'm never going to pick up an empty briefcase. I mean, a briefcase full of money, because if I see Javier Bardem chasing up, I'm just going to be terrified.
that was indeed a great film. I mean, he's great, and he's just been doing all these different kind of films lately. He's just so versatile, you know. Just playing all the different characters, and it's really interesting to see him transformed into Pablo Escobar. It's definitely one of the highlights of the festival.
So can you tell us a little bit about Vikas Lucena? He was a real pioneering Spanish filmmaker. His films are really sort of erotic and sensual. What do you think it is that has drawn him to become such a sort of, was perceived as one of the big international filmmakers?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really particular view on that he had on life and on art. You know, food and definitely sex. I mean, if you have a look at all his films, it's a really extreme representation of, you know, Spanish sexuality, I would say. And the way, you know, these characters behave in very extreme situations. But we're also showing his documentary. It's really interesting to see the documentary film Vigas by Vigas that is actually compiled from over 500 home videos that he had. So he had a video diary. And he will be recording, you know, his interviews, his casting sessions, his rehearsal sessions with all these actors that right now are, you know, huge stars. And when he was making these films, they were just starting. And, you know, he just launched all these, the careers of, you know, Penelope and Javier and Jordi Moya and all these great actors. And in the documentary, we see a lot of, you know, his take on life, on food, on family, you know, the things that were important to him. His art. So it's a really great way to tie in the whole retrospective, because if you see one film isolated and you don't have the context, you might go, oh my God, you know, this is crazy. This guy's crazy. But once you have a look at a few films and actually this doco, it's really great in getting his style and his art and the topics that he chose for his films.
Yeah, okay. So now Pablo Berger is a director that, you know, really has a particular vision. I saw his previous film, Blancanieves, and a sort of updated sort of Snow White film. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful sort of silent film, mate. It was sort of really a tribute to sort of silent filmmaking. Now he's done a new film, and it's called Abracadabra. Now it starts off almost like a sort of comedy about this sort of Latin macho man, and then it sort of transitions into like a horror film. So you can tell us a little bit about this film. I mean, I find it hard to describe in sort of...
Have you seen it? Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, look, that's one of my favorites. It's a dark comedy. And, yeah, it goes from being, more like a silly comedy to a story that's a bit darker. But it's really interesting, and it's really, you know, visually stunning, yes. Like the colors and the whole production design, mm. and you know, makeup and costumes. It's really good, and you know, the two main actors are just great, yes. in it. It's the kind of film for someone that, you know, wants something that goes beyond your normal rom-coms. I mean, we have a lot of comedies and a lot of rom-coms in the festival, and your thrillers. But this is a great mix of, of a comedy that's blending into something a bit more obscure, but it's not necessarily, you know, a thriller or gory. It's got a bit of scenes, a bit of blood.
Well, there's kind of like a John Travolta type scene where you kind of, my mouth was just wide open, gaping, going, am I supposed to laugh or am I supposed to be horrified? But I'll just leave that for the audience as a bit of a teaser.
Yeah, look, it's a good one. It's one of the strongest ones. And it was nominated for a lot of Goya awards, the Spanish Oscars.
Yes. Yep.
And you can see why it was nominated. Like Antonio de la Torre is just amazing, you know, changing personalities in the film. And yeah, I'm not going to say anymore, but it's a great one to see if anyone's looking for something a bit more challenging, yeah. without being, you know, a full-on artsy slow film that, you know,
yep.
that it's too confronting or too hard to watch.
Well, Arturo Pérez Reverte, you know, he's one of Spain's most famous novelists. He's books always sort of focus on like Spain's history, the Inquisition, and etc. Now he's got one that he's written called Gold.
Yes.
This is about like these Spanish deserters who were lost in the Amazon, trying to find a mythic El Dorado. This sounds like a really interesting take.
This is our, you know, historical drama about Central America and how these Spaniards are trying to survive and also find El Dorado, which is the city of gold. Where, you know, they're going to find all this gold and become rich. But it's obviously very hard to reach this place because no one really knows, you know, where it is or if it's even real. So, you know, they're trying, they're just trying to get there. And at the same time, they're trying to escape from their own soldiers that are chasing them. So, and it's got a great cast as well. It's got, great cast and... Yeah, that's also going to be one of the strong ones. If anyone's after, you know, an epic, historical epic, that's definitely one to watch.
And there's a film with quite also weighty subject. There's one called Dying. Now it's about Marta. She has to care for her terminally ill partner. It's based on actually an Arthur Schnitzler novel, who you might remember wrote what became Eyes Wide Shut. Now I've heard that the two lead actor performances are excellent in this film.
That film's amazing. It's really, it's really beautiful to watch. The subject matter is quite dark. You know, it's how do you deal with the fact that you need to care for your partner? It's really beautiful, and it's really seen from her point of view. She just doesn't know what to do, and it's a really emotional film. It's all about her emotions. You know, the roller coaster. Ride that she goes through when she finds out, you know, that the person that she loves is going to die, and somehow she has to carry this burden, you know, be with him even if she doesn't feel capable of going through the process. It's beautiful. It's really, really good. So I really recommend anyone that's looking for like a more, you know, serious, solid drama, award-winning drama. That's definitely the one.
And so while Donald Trump might be complaining about Mexicans taking our jobs, in the last 10 years, Mexican directors have been taking the Academy Award statues on quite a regular basis.
Yes, I'm actually Mexican.
Excellent. And
so I'm actually quite proud.
So with this, we're going to have a bit of a celebration on the closing night when we've got, you know, you're going to be showing an old favourite, Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro. And this was the film that sort of launched him internationally anyway.
Definitely. And, with The Shape of Water winning all these Oscars, we thought, you know, why don't we bring back this beautiful classic, you know, now classic Spanish film for anyone that's, you know, that's only getting to know him and that maybe now know him because of Shape of Water, but they haven't seen any of his previous films. So Yeah, just by screening Pan's Labyrinth on a closing night, we're really, you know, paying a homage to him and to you know, all his trajectory, and also the film itself. And you know, it's a Mexican director, but it is a very Spanish story. So yeah, it's, so it's, we're hoping that's actually selling very well. It's been really popular.
I think I think it'd be popular with all ages too. Like, it's something you can see from, like, you know, from 12 or 13 onwards. I think it really sort of would tug at heartstrings of everyone on any age.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's always great to revisit it on the big screen. There's nothing like, you know, going to the cinema and watching these films on the big screen.
Yes, it's definitely a magical experience watching that one. Yeah, that's very true. Yep.
Well, it's Mick here, and I've just been chatting and looking at the website at SpanishFilmFestival.com. It kicks off in Sydney on the 17th of April. So many great films. I suggest people get in pretty quick, right? Because they must sell out pretty fast.
Yes. The opening nights are very popular events. You know, the opening night we have the film, and then the after party with drinks and music. And yeah, food, Spanish food. So the events are really popular. Anyone after a great night out of, you know, film and music and dance should definitely book their tickets. We've got the special event with No Filter, the film starring Maribel Verdú. That's also really, really great comedy.
So this is for people who like comedies, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of great comedies this year. And I mean, these two, the opening night film, The Tribe, and the special event film, No Filter, they're really, really new films. They're brand new. The Tribe, our opening night film, was only released in Spain in March.
Oh.
So it's really fresh. It's really fresh. You know, everyone from, you know, that lives here, every Spaniard that's in Australia now, that, you know, is aware of what's going on over there, they're going to get to see it pretty much at the same time as everyone in Spain. And No Filter, that is our special event film, that one was released in February.
Oh, it's so great that you got brand new films.
Really,
yeah,
really
no one
new
would
film.
Have seen.
Yeah, it's the freshest films. And these two have broke records. Like, No Filter, when it started in February, it really broke like all the records from last year, box office records. And now The Tribe just topped it up.
Right.
So it's like we really have the newest, you know, biggest box office hits in Spain straight after their releases. So,
excellent.
Yeah, we're really proud of the lineup.
Well, good luck with the festival. It looks really amazing. There's some excellent films in there. Obviously, screening at Palace Cinemas around Sydney, Norton Street, Verona. Jump on to SpanishFilmFestival.com to check out all those films. And really appreciate your chatting to us on 2SER today.
Well, thank you so much for that, Stephen. Thank you for having
me.
And I hope to see you and all your listeners at the festival.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That was Paulette Avizu, who is the festival director of the Spanish Film Festival. It kicks off on the 17th of April, which is just a week away, and goes all the way up until May the 6th. Yep, SpanishFilmFestival.com is where you should go.